I wonder, when I use words like poverty, hunger, starvation, are they real to you? Or, let's be honest, are they part of some far-off, distant concept, the likes of which has never come knocking on your door? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. A good many years ago, I was having lunch at a Christian conference in India. Now, I love Indian food, but this was what seemed like my 27th hot curry for the week, and the novelty had definitely worn off. It was even worse for my Canadian colleague, Bob, whose mouth struggles to produce much saliva. That hot food was a killer for him. Anyhow, Bob and I, feeling a tad nonplussed by now, were sitting next to a young man, Barun, from Bangladesh. He was wolfing his food down with such gusto that we asked him, "So what do you eat at home in Bangladesh?" He put down his fork, and with a definite quiver in his voice, he answered, "My wife and our two children, well, mostly we eat rice, but sometimes we don't have enough. On those days, we don't eat." I'll never forget what I felt in that moment. My heart ached in the knowledge that some days he and his wife and his children didn't eat. Up until then, poverty had just been a concept to me, but now it had a human face. Now the empty bellies of his children, for the first time in my life, were real. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 27. "Whoever gives to the poor will have plenty. Whoever refuses to help them will get nothing but curses." This God, this mighty God, he has such a mighty heart for the poor. And let me get right in your face here. Unless we share that heart, unless we do something about it, how can we possibly profess to be his people? That's God's word, fresh for you today. Sometimes you and I, we need shaking. We need waking up from our comfortable slumber, because God hasn't called us into comfort. No, he's called us to love radically. And honestly, when we start loving radically, the radical love of God, that one thing that so many people are looking for, becomes so real, so incredibly real. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com. And right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.